I'm Dave Wright, and I'm Lockheed Martin Aeronautics Corporation, and my real job is to put up these exhibits around the world. What we brought to display at the show at Avalon is a C-130J model, which the Royal Australian Air Force has already purchased, an F-22 Air Dominance Fighter, which the U.S. Air Force has purchased and is now in flight test and low production, low rate of production right now, and the F-16, which is the largest selling multi-role fighter in the world today. These represent our current and future production around the world, and we just like to bring them out for the folks to see.
And they'll be performing at today's air show and tomorrow?
Yes, the United States Pacific Air Force's flight demo team with the F-16s from Misawa Air Base in Japan are down, and they'll be performing every day, as they have all week, and put on a pretty amazing demonstration.
I noticed the Hercules here has got rather interesting propellers of the type I've not seen before. Could you tell us a bit about those, please?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's one of the major differences between the C-130J and the previous production Hercules. The six-bladed propellers were actually designed and manufactured by Dotti in the United Kingdom, along with uprated engines of significantly more power, give the C-130J about 25% faster cruise and overall a 25 to 40% increase in capability over previous models. That's one of the reasons that the Royal Australian Air Force decided to modernize their transport fleet.
Your company makes larger aircraft than the Hercules for transport purposes. Are any of them here at Avalon this year?
As a matter of fact, no. They're kept busy elsewhere in the world right now. But if you're referring to the C-5 Galaxy and the C-141, both are the backbone of the U.S. Air Force transport fleet. But there aren't any here at this show, unfortunately.
And I presume you've had a number of inquiries from the different air forces around the Asia-Pacific area about your aircraft.
Well, people think we come to these shows to sell airplanes. And in fact, really, deals involving major system acquisitions are government-to-government negotiations. We play a relatively minor role in those discussions. We really come here to show our products to the general public, and also it gives us an opportunity to meet government, military, and industry leaders from the region in a more relaxed atmosphere.
Well, okay. Thank you for joining us on 88.3 Southern FM, Dave.
Okay. Thank you very much.